This is Developer's Journey. My name is Tim Bourguignon. Thanks for joining. Wow, let me give the intro. It's very official. Just shut up.
Where's the music?
Yeah, there's no music. I'll put that afterward. Well, hi everyone. This is Dev Journey again. I have two persons tonight, Adam and Agata, on the line. Adam and Agata are old colleagues of mine. Was it something like 5 years ago that we worked together?
Maybe more. I think it was...
Four years we are here in Switzerland, so it means...
Six. 6 years.
Yeah, so we started working together something like 6 years ago, and... 4 years ago, you moved to Switzerland, that's right.
Yeah.
So we were working together at a big German company here around with green letters, well, whatever. And then I moved to this consulting firm I'm working for right now, and you guys moved to Switzerland. You're originally from Poland. You've been working in Germany, in Italy, I think,
mm-hmm.
And now it's Switzerland. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And so you were both developers or team leads back then, and now you moved a little bit. So Adam, you went more the architectural and freelancing way,
mm-hmm.
And Agata, you've embraced management and fully went the evil way, and you're in a software project lead, right? Or is there a qualificative, an adjective on that? So. Principal software lead or something like this.
Well, yes, of course.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate these warm words from you.
I told you, as long as you don't have the business cards, it's not real.
Oh, sorry. Never will be.
Okay. So this I find really interesting because you guys, so we were working together on a very close team. And we kind of, I think, discovered Scrum together back then. That was really fun.
Yeah.
And then you guys went to Switzerland, and you both kind of went a different path, more in the development and more on the management side. And now you're just back from kind of a longer vacation, right?
Yes.
Where are you?
It's been a while.
So you were away 4 months?
Altogether, we've been away 4.5.
Mm-hmm, 4.5.
Okay.
But we've been out of the European continent for 3 months. And we went to South America.
Okay. Which countries did you visit?
So it was Ecuador, then Peru, Bolivia, and Chile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four altogether. But if you... one account, like if you want to extend it to 4.5, we also visited Galapagos. It was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Which is actually Ecuador, but, you know.
Yeah, belongs to Ecuador.
Okay. And you've been back on European soil and in Switzerland since about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
A month.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. So you just... went back to work. Agata, you've been working again.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, you're still taking your time.
I'm taking my time, but
okay.
Nice way to say it. Yes, I'm taking my time actually.
But that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. So, as you know, in this project of mine, Developer Journey, exploring kind of the soft skills or all the things basically that embrace the life of a software developer, not just technical stuff, but also more psychological sides. And one of them is purpose and the way you see your life and the way you feel good about your life and how you find what you love so that you don't have to work any other day in your life. And what I would be interesting to talk with you about is, since you came back, has something changed for you? Is there something new, or do you see things differently?
Agata, maybe you start.
Okay, so I will start. So basically, of course, so every experience in your life change perspective on what you are doing and yes, what you see around you. Yeah, so basically for me it was really great experience and it brought definitely different perspectives, yeah, on my work, because I started, just started, so I have to say that a couple days ago I got a new project and I will be, like you said, in this management position, so principal software project leader. So it's a leader, being the leader. And what's changed after my trip is definitely the perception of my role. And my role is more focused definitely now on people I'm working with. So it's not only on what I'm going to do, what I have to, let's say, develop, so I need to create the plan, I need to come up with the new organization, the team organization, I need to, I don't know, understand which risks we will have in the project, I need to organize some good relationship with the interfaces that we will have in the project, but really the my focus is on the people I'm working with, because I don't want to work in the project, I'm not having fun. So, and what does it mean? It means that to have fun for me is to have people around me who also have fun. So, how can I do it? Yes, I'm thinking about this. I don't know how I will do it. It will just happen maybe. But I know that I need to put focus on this, that people are definitely empowered in what they are doing so that they feel motivated, because I'm looking from also my perspective a little bit, so that when I'm empowered and I can do many things, then I feel good, I feel really happy. And I think that it's also about other people who are in the project. If people feel that they are empowered and that they have a little bit more let's say, you know, power to do things, they can a little bit experiment even, then they feel happy to come to work and to spend time with other people and share what they just learned or what they implemented. So it doesn't have to be really so strict as we think it should be, because in many organizations or corporations, it's really this mindset that everything has to be according to the process, according to certain regulations and so on. But in development, you have really, and I believe it in this very strongly, you have room for experimenting and learning from your, even people call it mistakes. But for me, they are not mistakes. They are simply things you can learn from, you know. So it's like a learning phase. And I think if you give people, if you empower people to do this, to don't have fear, to don't be afraid of doing these experimentations, then people are really happy to work with you. And there is a very healthy environment and people can stay with you very long, even the project is long, because we are talking here about projects which are not 6 months long, but 3 years long, yeah? And you need to keep people somehow motivated, yeah? I think this changed in me. So creating this environment and really letting people to be empowered and to experiment and to do how they want, to organize themselves. So this is a really living organism. And you cannot really regulate it. It has to regulate itself.
Is this something that you discovered for yourself and want to do for others? Or how did you come up with this idea?
So, I just observed how I like to work, how, yeah, it's basically based on my experiences, yes. So I deep dived into myself and understood that this is what I like, how I like to work, how I love when people have trust in me and they know whatever I do, that would be some solution and that would be some way which brings some solution to the work we are doing. And I think it's based on the observation of myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you think you needed this break to discover this about yourself?
I think that it become more clear for me. That before maybe I had some doubts or I was not sure and I didn't do this full of analysis of myself. So I think that this trip allowed me to reflect couple of things, yes, which brought me to these conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how about you, Adam?
Where do I start?
You're not back to work yet, so that's a hint already.
Since I came back, I mean, I could have searched for a new job while I was abroad still, but I didn't want to do it. And it was simply because all things changed for me when I was there. I mean, starting from as simple stuff as enjoying your life, you know, like before I went to this trip, sometimes I felt like I'm not really able to enjoy what I'm doing, you know, I'm not fully able to let go and relax and be happy, you know, with whatever I'm doing. Maybe because simply I was never doing anything that was fully in good vibration with me, you know. So maybe I was doing stuff or working at some certain projects for money or for, you know, just proving to myself that I can be an architect for some project and, you know, like go up the ladder, I don't know, end up somewhere, but, you know, I'm just proving some shit to me, which didn't really matter. And when we went for that trip, you know, some changes happened in me, I mean, some transformations, I would say, which allow me to stop looking at life so seriously, you know. So what I was thinking before I went, you know, for that trip was, you know, you need to work, you know, you need to go there and work 40 hours per week to generate income, to not look like a freaking failure, you know, to the outside world or to people surrounding you, you know, because everybody is doing the same thing, right? And, you know, if you lose a job or somebody kicks you out, it's like a tragedy or something, you know, I don't know. It's like, oh, you're judging yourself based on someone else's opinions. It was somehow influential on me. The trip again, changed that in me as well, where I don't give a fuck anymore, which you can cut. I don't give a fuck, you know, what other people think about me. And I think the most important thing is that I enjoy what I'm doing, you know. And if I don't know where I want to go, you know, I'm going to find out by experiencing different things, you know. And it can be anything. If I'm not in software now, I can go and try doing something else, see if I like it or not. And without worrying that, you know, my career is gonna suffer because of that break in my CV, which I don't know, it's 3 months long, 4 months long, and nobody's gonna hire me because I had such a, it's bullshit, you know. So, but, you know, it was very hard to let it go, before the trip. After the trip, it's so much easier. So much easier to just, relax and start enjoying, life and, the way it just appears in front of you. So it can be whether like Agata, she's at work, she likes what she's doing, it's perfect. You know, for me, I'm not at work anymore. I'm looking around. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm starting looking at the world from a different perspective, meeting different kinds of people, you know, still talking to software companies, you know. So recently I applied for a job, just because I have to, because I'm unemployed and I want to get unemployment money. So I applied for a job at a company here close to where I live, which is a small company doing mobile applications, and I have absolutely no clue about, I mean, I have some clue about mobile, but I've never been professionally developing any mobile applications. And so these guys actually called me back, you know, and we started talking. And it was so funny because I was so chilled. I didn't give a fuck if they hire me or not, you know, whatever they say. And even though I was so relaxed and just told them in front of their eyes, I have absolutely no, I'm absolutely no professional experience with mobile applications. So what do you think, you know? And these guys were still interested, you know, they were still interested, which is so much different to what I've been thinking before, you know, before I was able to relax, before I was able to look at the world from a different perspective, from a more relaxed perspective, you know, which actually this break gave me, this longer break, this longer period of time where I didn't earn the money, where I was just enjoying together with Agata. So this taught me that if you don't take life seriously, nothing bad is going to happen. I mean, the fact that you are, you know, unemployed, actually it's a different kind of experience. How many of you have ever been unemployed? It counts, you know, as an experience, because it is an experience, you know, it's something different. So once you do it, you know how it is. And in that time, you can actually experience even more. You can try going for a job which you always thought would be cool for you, and even though you never studied the subject, you know, and maybe somebody's gonna accept you or something, you know, because people generally don't, you know, they don't judge you immediately as you judge yourself. So, but you have to learn this, you know, because all the signals we get from the outside are completely different. And like from TV, or I don't know, everybody tries to scare us that, you know, there will be the next world sort of a tragedy tomorrow. So people are scared. And longer breaks like this, they teach you that you can get out of. I'll give you an example. You know, we actually were robbed in Bolivia, so our passports were stolen and the backpack and everything was whole big tragedy. And our reaction to this was maybe, I don't know, maybe for 5 minutes we were not chilled, you know? And then we just chilled it, just so, fuck, let's see what's gonna happen next, you know? We need to get out of this freaking Bolivia somehow. And it was quite interesting experience, actually, to learn how you get a temporary passport, how do you get a pass out of Bolivia, because there is no Polish embassy, so you have to find another way, and then you don't know the language, you know, absolutely, so you somehow you need to communicate with people at the police station, get papers and so on, and it worked out. So after such situations, you know, all these things that happen to us in this, let's say, civilized world here, they're just funny, you know, they're just like I say, the trips like this, especially to South America, it changes your perspective on life. And for me, it was exactly this, you know, just stop for a while, look at yourself from a distance, feel yourself, feel what makes you happy, what makes you want to wake up and do something next day. What would, if you wake up and drink your coffee, what do you feel like doing today, you know? And then you quickly discover that it may not be software, it may be something else, it may be anything else. So just breaks like this are good for you.
Do you think you could achieve similar results, maybe not exactly the same thing, but something going in this direction without doing such a break?
Is this question for me or for Agata?
Either one of you.
Thank you. So, no, basically you are, with this experience, you are seeing very clearly what is relevant in your life, and you set clearly priorities, and you see that when you are starting to be stressed about things, yeah, for example, like Adam said, oh, I don't have job, or oh, I don't know, whatever is happening, negative, people would call it. So there's no point to be really stressed. And that was clear for us that it changed, this trip changed this in us, so that we are not stressed about things because they are just happening. So they are kind of challenges for you. But you should take it easily, you know, you should just try to experiment. You should try different things because they are enriching your life. So you cannot perceive things as like, oh, I again did something wrong or something didn't work out, so I'm the loser. You know, very often people are just ending up with this conclusion. But no, I would say no, 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 because in my opinion, it's like a no, you are the one who tried this and you are richer on this experience. So you are farther than others are. Mm-hmm. And you should think on this like, yes, I tried this and I know what I will do next time different, so that I'm maybe reaching, I don't know, my goal or whatever I said to myself. So basically, this trip showed that, you know, in every situation you have some solution, and this is the path, and everybody has different path to the solution, and during this path you are learning different things, and there is no, you know, better and worse. No, this is experience and this is enriching your life, so everything should be really seen in this positive light, in my opinion. And then if you see things in the positive light, I guess your life is also positive because you are attracting really this positive energy around you. And then
it's important, exactly this, not allowing this negative energy, which is always, I mean, always often the case in big corporations where you have all these processes and people coming to you and judging you from your performance and, you know, and telling you that you will not get your bonus because, you know, you didn't perform enough or you were too slow or I don't know. And, you know, people often take it inside. And this is very negative, actually, energy, because someone is judging you on non-human, like non-emotional aspects in life, which is bullshit, more or less, because everybody is different. People have, as a person, you have enormous value, you're unique, you're amazing, infinite being. Why is somebody telling you you're bad or something, you know? Maybe if you didn't take it negative, you know, as a developer, just, you know, being a developer, hearing this stuff, you don't take it negatively. You just say, okay, this guy, that's his opinion. I don't give a shit. I feel amazing. But maybe I take his comment as a signal for me that maybe I'm not doing something that I should be doing. Maybe I'm made for something else if somebody's complaining too much about me. But never take it as a direct insult, because this is something that companies try to do to, I don't know, push the employees down, or I don't know what they're doing. Just,
but it's not only about company, Adam.
It's not, but it's often had, I remember how I was feeling, you know, when people were judging me. You don't want to be judged because, you know, somebody's telling you either good or bad things, and the more bad things you hear, you don't feel well. You know, if you always hear good things, it's great. But at the moment when they start judging you and you start hearing negative things, and if you are a person which is highly, being highly influenced, can be highly influenced by others, then this has a direct negative effect on you.
Yeah, but I want to say just that it's the society also, yeah, it's around you, so don't really, again, blame the company, corporate.
Yeah, I like to blame corporate.
Yes, I know, but that's the point, that sometimes like this, you have even toxic friends,
yeah,
toxic environment, which would tell you the same and push you down, so I would not really like just focus on one thing.
So let's come back to the main.
Yes.
So just, the trips like this also teach you your value, right?
Yes, they show you also that, you know, you should not be worried too much, because if you are too worried too much, then you are taking it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody else is worrying, you are worrying. So this is starting being your problem. Mm-hmm. So then think twice about this. Do I want to worry
and stop enjoying
the life, or I want to reflect what happened and just
take
another experience and then try another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I heard don't worry and just chill out.
Exactly.
This I like.
Take it easy.
Yeah. If you're made for building software today. Also, you know, it's like what I learned is, because you meet many people on those trips, and you can see that we are not like static beings, which, you know, like our school system tries to teach us that when you, you know, who do you want to be, you know, in future? Do you want to be a firefighter? Do you want to be a lawyer? It's bullshit, because in your life you can be absolutely anything, you know, and it can change. So today you may feel like you want to be a lawyer. But I don't know, 2 months later, 1 year later, 3 years later, you may feel like you want to be someone else. And that's absolutely fair and absolutely normal and absolutely cool. So, but I lost the topic. What am I talking
about? nice one. You know this sentence from, I think it's attributed to Confucius, do what you love and you will never work a day in your life.
Exactly, I know that. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're a step closer to this?
I think I agree with the guy, yeah. Yes, I agree with him, you know, because it's hard for people actually to find, I mean, it's hard, it shouldn't be, but in this world today, it's hard for people to find what they love, because often they are manipulated into the job, you know, or something which is good for them, but not necessarily good for them. It's good for their earning and so on, and money, consumables and whatever, but not for their soul or whatever they feel like they would make them happy. So I read some story about a lady who was actually super unhappy at her job. I don't remember what she was doing, some business. I don't know, she was working for a hedge fund or something like this. Top management, making shitloads of money, but all the time very unhappy, you know. And then she went for a therapy. It was very interesting, psychological therapy, where they, there is a book written which is Embracing Ourselves. You can read the book, it's really interesting, about different voices in your head, different emotions. And she went through this program, and in the end, she discovered that what she loves, I mean, that she loves horses, you know. She loves, for some reason, she loves horses. And she started going to visit some horses, to ride them and slowly learn everything. And after a while, she dropped her job and replaced it with a school of riding horses, you know. And she absolutely loved it. And this woman, in my opinion, she will never have to work again, because it's her passion, it's what she loves to do. It doesn't sound like a job for her. She just wakes up and runs to those horses because she loves them. And, you know, that's perfect, that's amazing. That's something that I wish everybody, you know, this sort of, how do you call it, transformation.
Mm-hmm. I guess going away for another 4 months vacation is not on your plans right now. But so how do you what have you planned to come one step closer to this ideal of doing exactly what you love? What's your plan for identifying this?
I got that.
Yes. So I mean, I would say it shortly that I'm gonna to be honest with myself, and I will really very closely observe how I feel during what I'm doing. And And I will check basically all the time if I'm feeling good or I'm feeling not so well, and why I'm not feeling well, what I should do differently. Because for now I'm feeling okay. I feel happy, you know. So I don't want to change anything. I don't want to do something, you know. I don't know. Change things completely. I think that this is for me exactly very important. Lessons that I had, that I will just observe how I feel, and then I will just see what can I do in different situations and decide about my next steps. But definitely, like we already mentioned, this do what you love and do it often. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is like the life manifesto.
The whole Steam manifesto. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You still have it. You still have it on your wall, yeah, right?
Of course.
I do as well.
Very good.
Well, great, great, great. I think we can leave it there. Do what you love. Do it often. This is your life.
Exactly.
Well, great, 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 great. Yeah, let's leave it there. We have a lot of things to ponder.
You want 5 second break?
No, I don't need a 5 second break. But I've got really nice quotes from you guys. I'm gonna quote you. That's gonna be so fun. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope my listeners will find some things to ponder in this as well. Well, so this has been another entry for Dev Journey. And we'll hear each other, well, soon enough. Bye-bye.